The belt loop and the door handle and the hole in my pants right now, same, same.
Yeah, and it does. It pisses me off so bad for some
Every
reason.
time.
Like
It's like,
there's no like rational explanation of why. It takes 2 seconds to undo, but there's
it's
something about it that really
something about it.
causes
It's just like, really, it's the worst thing. But
super
no,
rage.
the hole in my pants right now is the worst because I really like these pants. And it's not just the seam, it's the fabric has ripped straight
Christy, those
across.
pants are no longer panting. Those
No.
are not doing the coverage that one might need in a pant.
They're not. They're really not. They're really not. I need to tell you two other things that are important to my day.
Well, you're the youngest child. Like, don't let me stop
I
you.
just this this
I'll just be here.
this first one is quick, is that I was filling up my mug of wine for right now and my box of wine is low. So I
Ooh.
pulled the bag out and I just brought the bag over with me.
Yes, I have. Yes, if you want affirmation, yes. Now here's the real
Just
kicker is what, yes. Well, because there's still stuff in there. Let's not be
no, I have
monsters.
to. You're gonna use all of the wine. We're not
All of the
throwing
wine.
away
That is,
wine.
that's probably like a solid glass and a half in there.
At
And
least.
at the very least. And also, when you take it to bed, which I'm not saying that I've done, but I have, that's a new low.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I've done that either, but I have. But
Sure have.
you know what? I do think this is the first time that I haven't brought the box. I just brought the bag. I left the box.
The box is not helping you anymore. Once
The
it
box is over.
the box is done. The box did a job and that
It
job
did
is
its
done.
job.
And now it's the bag's job.
Now it's the
We
bag's
should
job.
do advertisement for like Boda Box or something. Like it should be. Can we get sponsorship, guys?
BodaBox or
I feel like we
Nighthawk.
have proven
We
our
love
genuine commitment to boxed wine
boxed wine is our jam.
and our classiness.
It
Hey
is.
guys, welcome to Theology on the Rocks, where
Welcome.
it's still the summer of our discontent, the summer
It
of
is.
rejection.
Does the summer of rejection continue?
Despite my outfit right now, which is
Despite the
giving.
fact that Leah is wearing a flannel.
Well, North Carolina is not Florida, there, Christio. We're not quite. We're in like the, I'm guessing like low 70s, which to me is that's flannel weather at that
I
stage.
applaud the majority of the world for not being Florida.
Think that's
Just,
fair. I think that's fair on a lot of different
just
realms.
in all the ways you can take that, I think that that
It might get
is,
hot again here. This is like fake. We call this fake
yeah, it's
fall.
fake fall.
So like it's probably not real,
I
I
went to
would say.
Michael's today to get
Yeah, you
more
did.
Halloween decorations because I just felt that need, and I also bought new fake flowers to put in my face thingy. It's 82 and you have a flannel on. It's 82. She's like, guys, it's cold. It's cold.
Bare minimum 73. No, it's still what most places would consider. You know what popped up first? I was like, oh my gosh, we are in a terrible state of affairs because I have like all these things that popped up. And the first thing that popped up was Edinburgh.
Edinburgh
So
is 57. I
I thought it
mean,
was 57, and I was like, see,
see, it is cold. It's
we're in it.
the world is ending because North Carolina is 57 degrees. That would actually be really cold for you. And in August.
In August, I would be like, I don't know that I believe in global warming anymore, guys.
All of a sudden, all of my feelings have changed.
I know, I'm like, whoops. Yeah, so we're in our summer of rejection series, which we managed to get two of. And here is the issue, Christy. No, that was you're the issue. That was
I'm
the
the
issue.
issue. I'm always the issue.
Yeah, no, see, I paused there with your name to represent that you were, in fact, the issue.
I thought the pause was to like ensure that I was paying 100%
No,
attention,
it
but
was just to just oldest sibling you out and say
emphasize that I'm the
that
issue.
you were the problem.
I
Because
am the
she went to
problem. It's me.
Colorado
How
for
many
like
times have you gone to the beach? How
17.
many times?
Well, if you hadn't jumped in, we were getting there. We were getting, that was going to be the second part. First part was Christy decided to go to Colorado for like A million years.
Yeah, I was there for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Which is a million years.
Yeah.
Then
it
I
was a,
decided.
It was a sizable trip. Yeah.
I decided to go to the beach. Would you do that again? That 3 weeks?
I would do it differently. I had a good time. Penny,
I believe you,
was done. Penny was done after 2 weeks.
Penny bet somebody. And that's Penny, somebody I bet listens to this podcast.
Penny did have a bit of a tooth interaction with a dear friend of mine.
Tooth interaction. That's what I'm going to call it, was, it now if I get mad and I just bite somebody.
It was a state. It was a whole, yeah, we had a time. So yeah, she was done.
I would have
to been. Be fair. It wasn't so much it was probably partly the time, but she also, because first we went to Charlotte, where
sure did,
like, just to fill all her listeners in, Penny met her first cat, which was Beethoven. Penny and Beethoven,
which I
actually
thought would go
met,
well, because Beethoven is the least fussable cat.
Beethoven was so sweet, honestly, because he walked slowly up and then he stopped about 6 inches away from her. So it wasn't like he was like racing up and in her face and something, and she was just set, like, standing there in your dining room. and then Beethoven stopped and then she pooped.
I say this like in the most genuine, because we all talk about our pets like they're like angels. Beethoven is certainly not an angel, but I've never heard him hiss or like do the
he
cat
didn't,
thing.
He
doesn't.
He didn't
like
do anything
or hiss.
He didn't do anything.
He lives in a world of everything is curious.
Yeah,
so he's like investigatory.
I really want to emphasize. He walked up really slowly. Mm. He stopped a good amount away from her,
mm-hmm.
probably more than 6 inches. I mean, it really, he wasn't super close, but she was watching him with this, like, what the fuck?
I mean, to be fair, like, Beethoven is a giant ball of fur.
He's a giant ball of white fur.
Confused at each other.
Yeah. And she just did not know what to do. And he stopped mm-hmm. Penny's kind of poop, like, poop is a thing that happens when she has a lot of emotion, and that poop just came out so
don't
instantly.
We all, Penny, don't we all?
And I was like, oh my God, because it wasn't even like it just came out. She didn't circle. There were no like indications. It just flew out.
So now,
and I was like, oh my God. So
actually scared the shit out of Penny.
Yep.
Which is fundamentally true now.
It is
so
fundamentally true. So she was in Charlotte. We were there for what, mm-hmm. like 6 days.
Yeah, you were there
for. Which was a great time. But then Penny and my friend Jen and I drove across the country to Colorado. And then it was just, we
it
weren't in
me.
One place for more than a couple of days for the rest of the trip. And I think it was too much of, like, there was too much, like, we're this people's house and you have to meet and interact with this new dog. And then now we're going to another new house and you have to meet and interact with another new dog. And then we're going to another new house and you have to. She probably hung out with a total of 5 new dogs, plus, like, dogs she's met before. But, like, it was just a lot for her.
Plus a white hobgoblin.
Plus a white. You know, a white fluff ball. And so by the end of the trip, she just, I mean, like, her ability to function was pretty low and she was getting chased around the house. So
you and I are only a year apart. And when you were telling me, and I want to keep in mind that I affirm you going and, like, those are your people. But yeah. The sheer amount of movement made me,
it was
like,
a lot.
When you said I'm on my way back home to, or back to Florida, I felt like you had been gone for years from my house.
I know.
And just like the idea that, like, you were still on the road. I was like, oh
yeah.
My God.
I mean,
it must have taken, like, a lot of energy. You must have drank a lot of coffee.
It was a lot of coffee. It was a lot of movement. It was very fun. I had a good time seeing people and I had a nice time kind of just being able to be away and everything. And Penny did really well in terms of, like, the car and stuff like that. But I do think if I was going to do it again, I would stay at one house the whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe like fewer cities would be involved because she was in
Because
a
you
total of
also
like,
went, she also, y'all, Chrissy also went to Arizona
I
to
also
see
went
her
to Phoenix
family,
to
which
see my
again,
family.
want to affirm
Yeah,
that that's
it
just a
so
whole other
I
situation.
think didn't I tell you guys at one stage that Penny had been in 12 states that summer? Like in the course of our road trip, like we hit like 12 states and I was like it was just too much. It was too much.
I'm
So
glad
it
you
was
had fun,
nice.
though. Yeah, I was gonna
We
say,
had
I
a
feel
good
like I can
time.
tell it like lift your spirits and to see your
Yeah.
people and stuff, but like, you know, I would have,
Yeah.
I like you came back really close to when you had to go back to school, and
Yeah.
that mental switch might have been the end of me. I may have been like,
And you know what? It was the end of me because I have not been functioning well since we
You did.
got back. I just ripped my pants. So,
She
yeah,
was
no, I
talking about one
said.
of her first days of school, and she was saying like she forgot everything basically. And I said, "Well, you're either depressed or you're just really tired." And sometimes I'm not sure which one it is for me
I know. I was like,
on any given day.
I was like every step of being just a functional human, I was forgetting to do something. And I was like, what
Well,
is
that's the
going
switch
on?
that I'm saying. Like, I don't
Yeah.
think I could go to like,
Yeah,
because
it
you
was
only gave
bad.
yourself like a week or so,
It
didn't
was like a
you?
week. And I definitely, so there's a lot of stuff I would do differently if I was gonna do it again.
Cool. Yeah.
There is. There's a lot of stuff I would do differently. But
But you had a great time.
all in all, great time.
And then I went
But
to the
yeah. And
beach.
then you were at the beach,
And then I went to the
which,
beach again.
and then you went, Leah's just like, I'm gonna go to the beach
I'm
every
very
weekend.
tanned. Look how
I
tan I
know.
am.
You are more tan than me. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you should be. I haven't been outside in
there's
a while.
reasons. So the beach is like the place that in the summer at least that I go to when I get sad, which listeners, we all get sad.
We
And
do.
I was not wanting to make light of depression. No one here is. We all have had our struggles with that, certainly. Well, not at least I speak for Christy and I. But there is something about the beach, and my predominant mind psychoses is usually anxiety. And there are a few things that make my, so what it means, at least for me, is my brain is perpetually in loops of stuff. And sometimes if it's academics, it works out well because I'm looping all this stuff. And then sometimes it's intrusive thoughts. And then sometimes it's just like, you're the worst, usually. And here's the reasons why.
Yeah.
Or here's the worst
Everybody
people.
hates me and everything I do is terrible. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, and you meet me and you're like, she doesn't give a shit. And I'm like, I mean, it depends.
It
You know,
depends on the
it
day.
depends on the day. If I'm having a good day, then I probably don't. But I, so anyway, there's, I discovered this talking to Stuart, is there's like a few things that can turn it off. And without, like, of course, wine can turn it off. Hanging out with friends because I'm an extrovert somehow turns it off because it externalizes my thoughts. I'm not. Yeah. And then the beach. I don't even need to be drinking on the beach. If I'm just like on the
At the
beach
beach, yeah.
and there's something where all of a sudden that loop that is just like 24 hours of my existence just stops.
Yeah, I
And
mean,
I can't, I'm sure there's science. That's why we have rain machines and the like, I guess.
yeah.
But so when I get that, so I told Stuart, I was like, so sometimes when I get sad or whatever, or it's too much, I just, and being in North
Helpful that
Carolina, I
you're,
should say,
yeah.
it's a lot easier because it's like
'Cause you're real close, yeah.
so it's not that like Will
I
Rose and
think that
I
you're
from
the perfect,
the
like,
Ufologies always end
distance.
up on the
Yeah.
water. We're just like, we're at the
I'm
beach. People are like, do y'all just go there
just all the
often?
time.
All the
I'm too
time.
close to the beach, is what I've discovered. Because living in a beach town, it's been since I like actually went. Took a chair, like swimsuit, sat at the beach has been a year because it's just like, it's just not the magic that it is when you're like, I'm on a beach vacation. You
Right,
know,
because
there's just
it's
something,
just your life.
it's just your life. And so, like, I loved the beach for my whole life until I moved to the beach town. And then I was like,
That's fair. Like,
as it turns out. I
I
really like
like,
beach vacations, is what I need
yes, I
to get
think
back
that's
to them being vacations. Yeah. But
right. I mean, I
I mean, I
think
do have a
that's.
nice beach. We're gonna go when you're visiting
Yes,
me,
I'm coming
which is
down.
exciting.
I'm gonna beach. This is Leah's. I'm like Ken.
the summer of you are I'm you're just, like I'm Ken. Your job is beach.
My job is beach this summer. Because I went with my parents and I've gone twice to North Carolina. So this will be my fourth beach trip.
Fourth beach trip this summer.
I'm just beaching out. Which is it's probably the summer I need to beach out, to be fair. But yeah, Stuart and I are going to see Christy in St. Petersburg. And so they can go watch some band.
Some band. It's a real indie band. Very
real,
few people.
Real low-key. My Chemical Romance band.
So, yeah, My Chemical Romance. But, you know, it was really easy to get tickets. It's
a I was stressed for y'all.
I know. Stuart did a good job. Stuart got the tickets. He did a good job. Jeez. I'm very excited. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, but in the in between times, I'm going to beach. So, so that has been our summer, and so as a result, we are here now though, and we're back in school. So it means our lives are not beach,
like stable again. Yeah, we can, you know, schedule things and whatnot. Yeah,
it's lame. imagine if we had kids.
Oh,
that was a psychotic laugh there.
We would be good parents if we had to be. I think.
I don't know.
You know what?
As she drinks,
we are grateful.
As she drinks her White Claw Surge.
As I drink my wine out of a mug with the rest of the bag sitting a foot away from me.
The bag. Just carry the bag around. So, guys, some important announcements.
Yeah.
College football starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it does.
Chrissy's going to have a much worse time of it than me, I should say.
Tomorrow's going to be a more interesting day for me than it is for Leah.
We are playing Marshall.
Do you ever get sad? Did you ever see that movie, We Are Marshall, with Matthew
McConaughey? I don't even know where Marshall... Y'all,
in West Virginia. Here's why I know all this. Because there's a movie called We Are Marshall. And it's a true story movie about... I don't know what decade it was. I think I want to say the 70s. Their football team was flying to a game, and it crashed, and everyone died.
How is that a movie? Is that not the end of the
story? It's a movie. Well, that's the beginning of the movie, and then the rest of the movie is about like the team like trying to rally and stuff. I think Matthew McConaughey is in it. It's very sad, and so every time, and mind you, again, this is a true story, but it did happen, I believe, in the 70s. So it's not like a current issue for them. But every time anybody plays Marshall, I get sad.
Okay, well, that's
going to take that. So I'm sad for Marshall tomorrow.
You probably should be, honestly. I mean, I work for Mercer, and Mercer played in their opener Alabama last year. Mm. And I was like, oh. And I wore my Mercer shirt the whole day. And I was like, oh, I think they scored one touchdown, which everyone got really excited. Oh, yeah, they got really excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, college football starts. Christy has to, Ohio State has to play Texas.
Yeah.
Don't know how that happened.
We will see how that goes. I have no ideas.
Christy, if it makes you feel better, everyone said they were going to be amazing the year we played them, and we beat them twice. So,
I mean, and you know, it's the first game. So like, I don't even know.
It's the Manning.
I don't even know how to go into it. Like, are we going to be good? Are we going to suck? I don't know. Are they going to be good? Are they going to suck? I don't know.
Did you get a new quarterback? How could we
know? Yeah. Cause Will Howard left us with his weird hand.
Yeah, I forgot. I was watching a game and I was like, do not take this. I'm taking my Georgia supporter out of this. What is up with his hand?
That said, everyone is thinking that right now. He had some kind of weird like knot in his hand.
Oh, and they were
and it
like,
looked like a golf ball under his skin, and it was awful. And he just
like,
played.
They were like, it's cool.
He's don't fine. I was like, I don't think that's true.
I texted Christy. I was like, that's not cool.
I was like,
I don't
know
science, but I'm pretty sure you shouldn't have an alien
growing
your arm.
It looked like an alien was going to pop out of his hand. Anyway, yeah, so we have a new quarterback. I don't even know who it is.
Well, that must be sad for you that you lost a quarterback to go somewhere else.
It happens every year, Leah.
Yeah,
I don't think we've had the same quarterback 2 years in a row.
We also lost our quarterback, but I don't hear you crying about that.
Well,
because we ain't crying about that.
I don't. I mean,
don't let the you know. Don't let the door hit you where the Lord splits you, Carson.
I'm not. I like I said. I don't really know how to feel about it going in, and so I'm sure I'll be real mad and yell about it a lot tomorrow. But
they're hyping them up. I mean, they're number one, which is
wild.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because they got beat a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we should be number one, but like. I don't see how y'all.
I would like to say that, yeah, Ohio State won the championship last year and we are not number one. So it feels a little insulting.
I think we made it farther than Penn State and they're still above us somehow.
Which
it's fine. I kind of like being lower down because I feel like when you get.
Yeah. That's how we feel about, like, my friends and I, when we root for the Broncos, we always want people to not pick us. Like, we want to be the underdogs because we play better if we're the underdogs. And so
I was going to say, like, I think we're like five and that's
every
like,
single game.
Like, that's
okay. If everyone is like, we pick the other team, we're like, okay, good. But as soon as people are like, we pick the Broncos, I'm like, no, don't pick us. So
y'all still have that quarterback.
We do. Yeah. I'm a believer, Leah. I'm going to get you a shirt that says believe.
I will never wear it. I'll never wear that sad SEC reject. Okay. Anyway, so college football starts tomorrow, so I'll be watching. Because mm-hmm. I'm actually deeply interested in
the Ohio
State game.
I'll be watching.
I think it sets. I think this is like a Manning. Like,
yeah, we're gonna see how Arch Manning does.
He didn't do well against us, and we're not y'all.
Yeah, but was he a baby then, or was he like?
I mean, he's in college. He was.
He like a freshman? I thought. I don't know.
Well, he's a sophomore now, so he's...
Okay, so he was a freshman. Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but...
I just feel like that first year, you can be like...
Okay. Well, hopefully he picked up second year. I don't know. So anyway, college football
challenge. I mean, hopefully he didn't. We're playing against him. I would like him to suck.
because I'm required to be in the same conference as him now, I also hope they suck. So anyway, I hope y'all suck too. So,
you all suck.
I mean, we're fifth, so...
No. I hope Penn State sucks, is what I hope.
So that's tomorrow. And then we have in academics, if y'all have now fast forwarded through the football portion of our
welcome
time.
Back. If you dazed out during the football, it's fine. We're done now.
It's okay. We're here.
Yep.
We have Theology Beer Camp coming up in October.
Theology Beer Camp is coming up. Yep. It's going to be a rocking good time.
We're going to have a lot of good time, a lot of good fun, and in St. Paul. And y'all, imagine me.
I know.
72 if, was 82. Was, no, 82
if
was
you
72.
Have been on the fence about going to Theology Beer Camp, one of the things in your pro list should be witnessing Leah in Minnesota in October.
I've never even been that. I've never been that high before in the U.S.,
not in the U.S. No. Me either.
Ugh.
I always said I wanted to leave that strip up. Well, that's not true because I've been to Seattle.
I've been to Michigan. I don't know geography. Though.
I've not been to Michigan. I don't know. Cool. Like technically, I have also been to Canada, so it feels like
I just know Bob Dylan.
I just lied a lot.
I've not been to Canada. Okay, yeah, you did just.
I've
lie
been
to
farther.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
In his documentary. Oops. The Chronicle, Bob Dylan, he talks about being from Minnesota and he makes it sound like the worst place. But it is Bob Dylan.
Oh, really?
He's generally, because he's from Minnesota.
So a lot of people from Minnesota tend to move to Colorado and every time they're like raving about Minnesota.
The Twin Cities are supposed to be nice.
Supposedly,
he lived in like the rural. So anyway, we were going to tell you to come. Then we went on a journey of saying, don't come because it's going to be cold. But Tripp has
assured
us that he's assured us that it's fall.
Okay. I don't know that I believe Tripp, but...
He assured me
that he lied to Leah. It's going to be fine. Leah's going to be really entertaining.
I'm going to be whining the entire time. And then, because this is like my penance for my summer beach... Is mm-hmm. that then I have to go to Boston for AAR.
For AAR. Mm-hmm. Mm. In November. In late November, we have to go to AAR in Boston.
Which, I will say, Boston is cold.
Boston is cold, and it is going to suck. But it's going to be amazing because it's Boston.
And also, and we got AAR. A hotel that's closer to
Stephanie
this time. So that's our academic news. I am
Leah's plugging along with her book. Oh, I have more academic news. I'm going to be a regular contributor for the Women in Theology blog. So come over. There's a bunch. It's a fairly academic blog, but it is just blogs. So come check it out. The website is Women in Theology. And it's a pretty ecumenical. There's a whole bunch of different denominations represented and talks about all sorts of different topics. So I'm excited. It'll be fun. My first post is supposed to be up in September.
That's exciting. I'm excited to read that. I like the little sort of like Substack and blogs of like snippet stuff. Because I've also lost my attention span apparently, so
Yeah,
that's
same.
nice.
I know.
But
Right.
that's good. Yay.
Yeah.
I
And
am
your
going
book is
to,
due. When is your
my
book
book
due?
is due in September
Oh, okay.
of
This
next year.
September? Next year.
Don't.
Okay. I was like, oh, you have so much time.
No, it's a heavy year. And I'm
You have
doing
a
my
year. Okay.
interviews now, which I'm starting to schedule, which is great. Qualitative research is hard. And I forgot. It's a lot harder to do than just yourself because you have to rely on other people for information. And it's important because you get like firsthand information. But it is difficult because people have lives and they are doing you a favor. And so you really have to tread very lightly on that and appreciate those folks for what they do. So I'm in the midst of that. And then there'll be the transcription and the write-ups and them looking over the way that I do it is when I transcribe interviews, I let them read over it
Oh,
before
that's nice.
which adds a whole other layer to it. But I basically say, I'll give you a date. And if you don't have any adjustments by this date, then I'm taking that as an okay. But they can take out stuff, even if they said it. You know, it's their words. And I've had some stuff in interviews taken out that I was like, no, that was golden. But, you know, trying to be ethical there. So we're doing that. I'm going to be on Homebrewed with Josh because they're coming to Charlotte.
Yes, when is that? Is that this weekend or next
That's
weekend?
this weekend, yeah. So
This
Josh
weekend.
Patterson of Rethinking Faith is going to be in Charlotte along with Trip for
From
Trip
Homebrewed.
Fuller of Homebrewed for a open
Conference, open relational
relational,
conference.
as opposed to the closed and antisocial conference,
Which is what Penny's having right now.
she's Penny would be very in, she's like, that's my theology.
That's her theology.
So there it's I'm Josh has told me about that stuff before, and it sounds kind of like it's in the process world too. So I'm gonna go on their podcast and hang out with them. It's
That'll be
the
fun.
yeah, it will be. I like those too. And Josh is staying with us, so we'll
That'll be a
oh
good time.
gosh, get some drinks and stuff. Scam likely. Area code 205.
I
Who
went
are
on a
you?
blocking spree the other day, just blocking everything, and it feels like no one's ever going to be able to call me now because I've blocked all of the
Did you block
numbers.
me? Did you
I
block me?
probably,
I'll be like in a ditch somewhere just calling Christy and she's like, well, thought you were spam.
I thought you were spam. Somebody
It had
fished your
my name
number and it got blocked, so.
Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's like, who else do you know from there? So that's our academic news. So with all that say, oh, and our drinks today were, we didn't even talk about it
We
because that's where
didn't.
we're at. But I
I
have
know.
a White Claw Surge because that's where I'm at in my summer.
As previously mentioned, I have a bag of wine.
I feel like if you want our go-to, because I was on, this comes out on Labor Day. I was on Nick Polk's podcast of Tolkien and talking about C.S. Lewis, and how, you know, let's not hate on C.S. Lewis, but
I have.
also he brought like I think he knows I'm like a red wine drinker, so he started. I mean, it was nighttime to be fair, and he was drinking red wine, and I just had my seltzer. I was like, this is how I start the night. Okay. So.
I had thought about doing a margarita because it's the summer of rejection, and I felt like I should do a more margarita or like summery drink, but ultimately the motivation went like this. I didn't have enough time to make a margarita. And then secondly is that the topic of today that we are going to get to, wine is the more appropriate topic or drink for the topic. So I was like,
You
ah.
took too. You took too long taking those pants back. Christy
I
was like, "We can record anytime tomorrow. All I have to do is take pants back." And then today
did.
she's like, "Oh, I didn't have time to make my work." Did you walk to the store?
Well, I took my paint. I got all of that done, and I got my watch fixed, so I have a watch again, which I'm super excited about. It's not a smartwatch; it's just a regular old watch, and I love it. I feel like myself again. But I am looking for an audio receiver for my turntable, and I was Googling that and trying to find one. And then all of a sudden it was 5 o'clock, and I was like,
What does that
shit.
even mean? An audio, or like you want to record records
Please
to
don't
tape?
ask me that question because I
Okay,
don't
I'm not,
understand
because I
it.
don't, I care only like 3%.
I can't explain it to you, and I only barely know what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And it's become an incredibly annoying process. So,
Welcome
yeah.
to ADHD, Leon. I feel like I'm talking
Yep.
to Stuart. He'll be like, just like lost in something, and I'll be like, where did you
But
go? And he
yeah, all
was
of a
like,
sudden it was 5 o'clock, and I was
yep.
like, oh no.
Yep.
Ugh. So that's why, because I was just
Okay.
sitting here.
Well, with no further ado, guys, we've had
Yeah.
one of my favorite papers in the Summer of Rejection. And I talked about that with Rocky Horror. And then Christy is going to talk about a paper that she submitted. It was a chapter,
The
actually.
chapter, it is long. It is 22 pages long.
Which I have read, which is A++. And we'll go ahead and qualify and say that there are, because this paper or this chapter is about the end, the finale of Lost, the TV series.
Yes.
If you have not seen Lost, the TV series, that's, it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's not been
Yeah.
1970s like the Rocky Horror, but it's been a minute. And
Yeah.
so you might not want to listen to the rest, but we still love you, but we understand.
Here's, yeah, this is definitely gonna be one of those podcast episodes that, like, if you, and I'm gonna try my best to make it like, if you're just like curious and you haven't seen Lost but you want to listen, I'm gonna do my best to make it as intelligible as possible. But it is gonna ruin the ending of Lost for you. So if you have not seen, or if you're like in the middle of watching for the first time, maybe just like bookmark this episode and come back after you finish. And, it'll be fine. Yeah, but that's a good preface. So officially this chapter is not getting published, which is a heartbreaking experience for me. But it's all, and it's kind of a fresh wound, but it is also now officially part of our summer of rejection.
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell the story? You want to leave that out?
Well, we'll leave that. We'll leave the
Leave. Okay.
details
Okay.
out.
Okay. But just
But
know it was
just,
a summer. It was a chapter that was rejected.
it was a chapter that has been worked on and edited and rejected, and now I just have this document here.
That's still alive and well, because here's the thing. Always keep, and then I'm not gonna interrupt
Yeah.
again, but always keep your stuff because
Oh
you
yeah.
never know.
You
You
never know
never
when it's
know.
gonna like all of a sudden somebody's gonna be like, we want that, and I'll be like, you can have
You
it
can
because it
take
should.
parts of stuff and do it. Yep.
Yeah. There's definitely, it's funny because like it's been a couple of years since I've read it, and I was like, oh yeah, I would change a couple of things, but it's still, it's still the point that I was making and all of that. I'm still like, yeah, I agree. And with that, to kind of enter into this is also, as we said, it's about the final episode, the finale of Lost, which is an incredibly controversial finale. A lot of people hate it. And so I love the finale. I think it
Same.
was perfect.
So does Will
Leah and
Rose,
I,
just so you know.
yeah, and a few other people I know, but so I want to start it out with, I think that it is a good finale, and I'm going to explain why I think it's good in this, but also some of the arguments I've heard for it being a bad finale are mostly about not wrapping up every question or not answering every question, to which I say, I don't think that's necessary. I don't think it does answer every question. I just don't think we need all of the answers. I think that.
I think it actually, I don't know how you want me to interrupt or if you want me to interrupt, but
No, you can.
I think it answered a lot of the questions
I
if you
think it
actually
answered all
look
the
at it.
important
I was gonna
questions.
say, I don't think like there was,
Everything that needed to be answered got answered.
because Stuart and I just watched it this year together, and he finished it. I'd watched it previously, but he didn't feel like there was much left to be. And I think the only thing he didn't exactly love was the Because it was always teetering on the like man of science, man of faith. Like, is this supernatural? Is this not? I think the introduction of Jacob and the man in black to him was a little bit of a turning point that he maybe was not as
Okay.
excited about, because it confirmed that there was something supernatural happening. Because,
Supernatural. Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened with a lot of people is that I think a lot of people kind of got stuck on this idea that the island was purgatory
Yeah,
and
they
then
did.
couldn't get themselves out of that. And I
Right.
mean that with an amount of disrespect to those people because the island, they have like a very specific, the island was not purgatory, the island was real. Like that's
Yeah.
said a number of times. And so people who are still stuck on that, I'm just like, why are you stuck on that? That is not what happened. But yeah, so I kind of disagree with that part of people's frustration with it, and I'm just not going to address that in this
Right.
because I just don't think that it's like pertinent. I think it answered everything it needed to be answered. But when I was reading through this, I had chosen to kind of focus my chapter on four characters, Jack, Ben, Jacob, and the man in black, as a way to demonstrate the thesis of Lost and how the final episode kind of wraps this thesis up. But what I want to do right now is actually to talk about Hurley. And because I mentioned him a little bit in this chapter, and I was like, man, you know, again, if I was going to go back and edit this again, I think I would bring out Hurley a lot more. Because essentially, my argument is that Lost from episode, let me see, it's the first time it's mentioned is in episode 5 of season 1 when Jack says the like catchphrase of Lost, live together, die alone. Okay. And my argument is that that is essentially the thesis of this, is that if we are in community and we are having like affirming deep relationships, that that brings life, and that if we live in isolation or secret, that that brings death, right? And Jack and Ben kind of demonstrate this in their arcs throughout. Jacob and the man in black are a good kind of quick demonstration of this because they're both trying to do something specific with the island. But ultimately, at the end of the show, like the final season, we learn that, so again, for
It's
kind of
hard to
sake of,
summarize this
I know it's
show.
so hard to summarize some of this stuff, but for sake of succinctness, there's always a protector of the island. And Jacob has been that protector for a long time, but he does eventually get killed. And he has to pass that protection over to Jack. And so Jack is the protector of the island for a little bit, but then Jack is dying or is about to die, and he passes it to Hurley. And so Hurley is the protector after all of the survivors of the plane crash, the Oceania. I can't remember the flight
Oceanic
number,
Flight
which
315.
315, thank you. I was like, what just happened?
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
And I was like, I could say those numbers.
There's some cool
So
tattoos with those numbers, actually.
one time I was on the Glasgow subway and I looked across the aisle from me, and there was a man who had one of the Dharma Initiative tattoos.
That'd be cool.
And I was like, what do I do right now? I was so excited.
Immediately married that man.
I know. I was like, hello. He was like deeply entrenched in a book. And I was just like, oh my God. Anyway, Hurley becomes the protector for an amount of time we never actually find out because the survivors leave the island. And then we find out a bunch of this information at the end of the series when they're going to their kind of final resting place, essentially, right? And we're in the sideways timeline. And the sideways timeline, as Jack's father has explained it, was designed specifically for them all to find each other because once they all find each other, they can go on to their like eternal lives, essentially, whatever that looks
So
like
the
once.
idea is they crashed on the island, everything that happened on the island's real, but then they get
Yes.
off the island, although some of them don't because they die, but a great number of them get off, and then the sideways timeline is essentially meant for them all to find themselves again,
And stuff. Yeah.
because that's the live together, die alone, is that they actually, when they get off the island, they split up and they're not together
Well,
anymore.
and kind of the interesting thing about the sideways timeline, because I think, again, I think people got confused about what it was. And the sideways timeline is a sense of purgatory, but it's not the purgatory we knew, because normally we think of purgatory in really like negative, obviously, purgatory is kind of a negative sense, right? But it's this intermediate state where they're all hanging out, waiting for this time when they can, as a collective, go on to their final place, right? But because they all have to do this kind of at once, we don't know how long everybody's lives have been post getting off the island.
Because Christian says, like, some people died before and some people died after.
Yeah, some people died before, some people died after. And, like, who knows how long Hurley lived while he was protector of the island. Like, that there's a kind of sense that they live long lives, you know?
Yeah.
And so this sideways timeline, though, is this intermediary state where it's designed to help them all bring themselves back together. And we get to see this happen with a lot of, like, really heartwarming, like, when Hurley and Charlie first see each other and like, they remember the island, and you get some flashbacks, and, like, I sobbed a whole bunch, you know, because they're best friends and they're, like, so excited to see each other. Or, like, when Saeed and Shannon first see each other, and, like, they're so happy. Or, like, Jen and Sun first see each other and like, remember everything, you know. And it's very, very heartwarming. Like,
and they do, they remember in the sideways timeline. You can tell that they are remembering, but also, like, not everyone's sideways timeline goes, like, well. Like, Sawyer becomes, instead of becoming a con man, he becomes a cop, which is, like, great. Like, you lived out your actualized life there of your skills. But then you see Ben, who says in the sideways timeline, we came back from the island instead of staying. Ben is sort of this, like, beat up high school teacher in a way.
Yeah.
But he gets to save his daughter.
He does get to save his daughter.
In this timeline, it's a student, but
yeah. But I mean, it's really interesting because the sideways timeline fixes things that you think should be fixed, but you see that they're still not happy. Like, Charlie is a famous musician, but he's, like, deeply unhappy. Sawyer is a cop, but he's still pretty unhappy.
Yep.
And you realize that what the sideways timeline is kind of teaching everyone is that their problems, the things that they thought were wrong in their lives, were not really like the detriments that they were, because they were all able to find each other. And so even in these fixed lives, these better lives, they still have these problems, but then they find each other. And again, they're still better for it.
Right.
And I think that that sideways timeline is, like, highlighting the fact that it's the relationships and it's the community that's important. And it's not the, like, whether or not they were perfect, because nobody was perfect. And that was also, like, a big theme with Jacob, is that none of them were perfect. He was looking for people who had flaws, you know, who had traumas or wounds or something, because he was like, then you are going to search for community like I've been searching for community. And so they all find this community. And again, they're going to they're all meeting in this church so that they can move on. And Jack is having a hard time with it because he, like, doesn't want to remember. And you see him, like, actively pushing the memories out and stuff. But there's this really beautiful, and it's in the finale uncut that they give the extended scene, where Hurley and Ben reunite. And we learn that Hurley was the protector of the island, but he made Ben his number two. And they have this, like, moment of reconciliation about that, and, like, talking. And you hear them talk about it really positively. And you realize that Hurley was the ideal protector of the island precisely because he was always the one who cared about other people. And he was always the one who was very concerned with the community. And where, like, Jack and even Jacob are going to be really concerned with, like, this is my responsibility and I have this power and I have these, you know,
like a duty thing.
Duties. Yeah, I have to do this. Hurley was always, and we saw this throughout the show too, he built the golf course to help them, like, relax. It was his idea to get the van started again to be fun. And, like, he's always the one who's, like, emotionally fixing people, because he's such a good friend, you know? And we get to have this moment in that reconciliation of him and Ben saying that, in fact, the Hurley era of the island was apparently this really great era. And, like, we don't know anything about it, but they talk about it really fondly. And you kind of immediately realize that the island is what the protector of it is going to do with it. But the island has this incredible kind of possibility that is realized with Hurley, and it's because Hurley is the epitome of what Lost is trying to teach us. And it's again this idea that like we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be like these unscarred people who, never have anxieties or depressions or whatever, people who are always like doing the right thing or whatever, to be the best protector of the island. We just have to care about people. Like, that's the thing that matters and not the other stuff. And I, like I said, I was like, this highlights that essential, like from episode 5, season 1, live together, die alone, isn't even just about them. It's the island itself. Like the island was gonna die if it was still isolated the way that Jacob was keeping it isolated. Jacob and the man in black die because of their isolation. Jack,
Interestingly, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say Jack, like in his struggle to keep being like the good doctor, is the one who's having the hardest time crossing into that like beautiful moment because he's isolated so much. Yeah.
No, I was
What were
just
you gonna
gonna say,
say?
I found something that I had forgotten when I first watched it was at the end, when they're going into the church and Hurley sees Ben outside and he's like, "Well, are you not coming in?" And Ben's like, "I'm not ready yet." And I felt like that was more important the second watching, because I was like, or I'm not gonna go in just yet. I can't remember the exact words that he
You
said,
know,
but
he says, actually, I have it in here because I also thought it was really important because Ben says to Hurley, hold on, I got it.
and for background, if y'all have not seen it, Ben was
Yes.
sort of an, I don't even think he was an anti-hero. He was a villain for most of it, to be fair. Like, but you didn't realize why he was a villain, but he was definitely working against the
Yeah.
Oceanic
Well,
group.
because again, Ben was like really seeking after that. He was seeking community in the wrong way.
He wanted
He
to be
wanted to be part
important.
of the islands. He wanted to, but he wanted to be important. He wanted to be the leader. And that's why like he steals his daughter from Russo,
He
and
kills Jacob.
he kills Jacob and, all of this stuff. But he becomes Hurley's number two. So yeah, here it is. So Ben, like you said, Ben in the sideways timeline is his, he's the teacher, and his daughter that he had kidnapped on the island is one of his students, and she and her mother are not in the church. That's another kind of important aspect of this. They also did not go to the church. And so when him and Hurley are kind of catching up, Hurley finally at the end, he says, okay, I'm gonna go in. And Ben says, because Hurley said, are you coming, dude? And he said, I have some things that I still need to work out. Think I'll stay here a while. And you know immediately that it's Alex and Russo that he has to work out. Like he's still working on his community and he's still working on fixing his community because the rest of the people inside are the oceanic survivors, and he's not part of that community. His community is still working itself out. But again, I thought that the whole way that you kind of like realize that the whole show has been about people. And like, yes, it's using supernatural elements to talk about this, but it's really about like allowing people to be messes and allowing them to be flawed and difficult and saying that like all of that stuff doesn't matter because ultimately what we're concerned about is like how we live as a community and are we caring for each other and are we bringing our talents, the stuff that we're good at, to our community, which is what like in the end they're all supposed to be doing. Hurley's good at one thing, Jack's good at one thing, but
It's almost
like
like Jesus.
it's almost like Jesus. But it's really, I think it's a really interesting kind of clear demonstration that the show has always just been saying that what's important in your life is not all of these kind of murky details. Those things make you who you are and like they're part of your life. But like what matters at the end is like were you connected to other people? Were you working for other, like, were you trying? Were you helping when you could? Were you loving people, you know, or were you like the man in black, just angry and, you know, storming around,
And were you
killing
doing it
people?
from a sort of good position as opposed to, I can now see when you're talking about like people like Jack and people like Locke, honestly,
Yeah.
who were like, and Ben, who for their own reasons felt like they should be leaders, but none of it was really, I mean, you could argue Jack, but like, I would say Kate cared more about the people than Jack in a way, because sometimes Jack was just like, it almost felt like he got a tick box list at the beginning of each day that he was like, here's what I need to do. And this was like,
Yeah.
you know, I
It
mean.
was interesting to think about, like, what Jack did. I think at the end, what Jack did was what was necessary. Like, he knew his duty. Like, Jack wasn't the one who was going to save the island. That was
Right.
Hurley.
Yep.
Always, and Hurley had always been doing it. And people just didn't really give that kind of credit to Hurley, because the things that Hurley was doing was stuff like building a golf course and making the van run and, like, making people laugh. And, you know, and we discredit that kind of stuff because it's not
Yeah, he was
the
doing
big
the
important thing.
emotional, social,
He was
you could
doing so
argue
much of that.
spiritual stuff, and Jack was healing the bodies, and you get this priority in a way of the physical over what if you're all healed at a given time? Because you could see it, he almost didn't know what to do when everyone was kind of physically okay. Like it was almost like he was like, let's go on another adventure across the island. The amount of
Like,
times they were
he
like,
was,
let's go hike, I was like,
it was,
whew.
yeah, it was almost like he was pushing the memories away, like, in that sideways timeline. Everyone else is in the church. Everyone else has remembered. Kate is like, Jack, like, come join us. And he is still like, I have duties. I have things I have to do. Like,
Right.
I can't, but that's that disconnection. Like, Jack thinks that he himself has to fix things, you know? He has to be the fixer. And in fact, like, they just needed him to come in the church and, like, sit with them, you know? And I think it was just a really beautiful summation of the show. And, like, I also think it's interesting because when you said this earlier, I was like, oh, but the whole man of science, man of faith thing, I think it also kind of says that, like, both things are part of this, you know?
It's all a
Like,
part of it, yep.
it's all a part of it. We don't have to pick things. We don't have to be one thing or another, you know, but what we do need to do is give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, we
And to
just need to.
recognize that you can't, like, you can't prioritize the body because you can't be emotional, spiritual, or social if you're, like, bleeding out from a plane crash. But also to know that once that sort of hierarchy of needs, if you want, is met, then you can't. It's the body is not the only thing that's going to make you a actualized human, if you want to use that phrase. But like, you needed Hurley because, like, I remember when he did do the golf course. It was sort of a time where people were like relatively physically fine, so that primary sort of thing was danger was out of the way. But it was like, once that happens, people were getting bored. They were fighting. They were getting angry. And you're like, okay, see, this is why we are holistic humans. Like,
Well, and too, they were like, okay, you know, we're all physically fine, so we need to be 24/7 working on getting off the island, which burns you out. And he was
it
like, we
does.
need to take some breaks, you know, like, we need to have fun and have joy. And I think that's a really important reminder for us too, especially in the everythingness right now,
Oh my
to be
God.
able to say, like, hey, it's important and it's actually the thing that's going to save us, to keep having joy and to keep finding good things. Because if all we do is rage,
Right.
we're going to turn into the man in
Or
black,
work,
and we're
if all
going to
we
be a
do is
pillow,
rate
or if all we do is work.
work. Like academia, do you hear us? Like they're always like, take self-care, take a half day. No, that's not gonna make
Make
me
sure you
have
go to bed at night. That's not self-care. That's just, like, the bare minimum, you know?
Yeah, that's I love that when we used to, the place I worked last, they would give us half day called like just randomly on a Friday. And I'm like, okay, so I'm in my office and you want me to take a self-care day and take a half day, and I get that, but like I still have all this stuff to do. So now I'm going to go home and be stressed about it? Like, that's not self-care.
Right? No.
Tell me I don't have to teach 5 million classes before the school semester starts, and then that's self-care. You know, that's a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Take some actual things off of people's plates. But like I said, like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff, and my, like, the chapter kind of goes into more specifics about various theologians and all of that. But I was like, you know, ultimately at the end of this, the thing that like just really struck me again was this notion of the fact that Hurley ends up being the one, the right one, and the best one. And like to think about what characteristics of Hurley's make him that one is like, again, just his like massive love for people and his love of having fun and resting and like finding good things, you know, instead of just being serious and stressed. And you know, I think arguably Sawyer probably would have also been a decent one, because Sawyer could like have turned that on for himself, you know.
I think Sawyer had too many demons. Like, I don't think he liked people enough either, because the con man.
I think he liked people, but he didn't want people to know he liked them.
Yeah. I mean, using the nicknames, like, you know, it was to keep people in it. I'm not going to name like, people in our lives. But
if Sawyer could have gotten a little past that, you know, I think he could have been an okay one. But, like,
that's just because it really had to be Hurley. Sawyer.
Like, it's possible. It's possible.
I mean, who did not?
Look,
the only branded piece of clothing.
I am only 1 degree separated from Josh Holloway, too, and it is gonna happen that someday in my life.
Here's a quiz for all of you. The only branded piece of clothing that comes out in the whole of Lost, is when they return from a certain time jump, Hurley sees Sawyer, and he says, "I don't have any clothes," and Sawyer says, "Why don't you go and get that Bulldog sweatshirt that I have in my closet?" And Hurley comes out with a University of Georgia Bulldog sweatshirt on. And I almost lost every bit of myself I had, because guess who went to the University of Georgia? Christy Josh Holloway.
Yes, he did.
Not for long. He did.
Not for long, but yes, he did.
For a bit.
And he is.
I'm going to find that scene. I sent her the screenshot and I was like, we're rewatching that.
He is good friends with my former boss and mentor, Sid Buzzle. He is good friends with his son. And so when I first started working with Sid, Sid had a picture of him and his son and his wife and Josh Holloway just chilling. And I was like, what is happening? And he was like, oh, yeah, that's Josh. And I was like, I need more information.
You probably have more of a route. I just probably will maybe be sitting next to him at Sanford one day.
Well, so one day, Josh posted a picture. Posted a picture on his Instagram of him and Sid's son, and I commented on it. And then Sid's son commented and was like, oh my God, hi, Christy. And then Josh commented, and I was like, oh my God, we have interacted via social media.
She framed it. She framed it on the wall.
It's right there.
She found a space for it on the wall. But yeah, I mean.
But yeah, I mean, so, and like.
Here's a question. Was there anybody in the church that you thought, and I don't know the answer to this, that should have been there that wasn't? And that could be just like logistics of where they were at that time.
Yeah. That should have been in the church and was not in the church.
Just like a character.
I think. Yeah. Let me think about this. I do think it's kind of interesting that Rousseau and Alex are not in the church.
I do too. Yeah. I mean, they weren't on the plane, to be fair.
They weren't on the plane, but, like, Juliet wasn't on the plane, and she's in the church. And I don't know, like, so I don't feel like it's entirely strict like that. I also feel like there could have been some of the other plane people that we, like, saw glimpses of, you know, like, the children. Like, I get that would have been hard.
Poor what's-his-face just got screwed in this whole thing.
Walt, he just grew up too fast, and then we had to start shooting him from, like, weird angles so that you couldn't tell how big he got.
Well, puberty hit. There's a kid in the beginning that
Like, if we
actually.
could have had Walt in the show, in the church, he should have been there, but like that,
Walt was like a
there was no.
pivotal part of like
Yeah.
at least the first season and some. And so was his dad, by the way.
Michael.
Michael. Was Michael in the church?
Yes. Wait, let me think.
I don't remember. I'm not quizzing you, but
I
there's
don't
sto
remember. I'm gonna have to
I'm
rewatch.
gonna
Oh
say
no. Oh
maybe
no. I'm gonna have to rewatch
I'm gonna say
it.
maybe I don't remember them, but they were
I know.
pivotal
Yeah.
and like there were they were like a center of a storyline
It's one of
and
the downfalls of it being a series that occurs over 7 years is that, like,
Okay, Walt hit puberty, you guys, and
Walt
like
hit puberty and he shot into the
they don't
air.
know what to, they didn't know what to do with
He
it.
grew so fast, like truly. So there's
Well, surely they could have just said he hit puberty. I mean,
the last attempt at filming him was on the island. I don't know if you remember, but they filmed him. I can't remember if it was straight down or straight up. It was straight up. Like Jack, or sorry, Locke is laying in that pit because he'd gotten
oh
shot
yeah.
by Ben and he was in the pit and Walt comes up. But like the way because they're trying to like hide the fact that he's like 7 feet tall at this point.
Well, if you watch, and there were extra bits too that I showed to Stuart that they did, came out with like months later, that I think they were trying to fill some of the gaps. And of course, Walt is in there because he is a ginormous gap in this
Ginormous,
script.
yeah.
Like, if you talk about actual gaps, he and his dad are a
Yeah.
big gap.
But I feel like you
But he
have
was
to
in a
be able to
mental
forgive certain
institution.
things, you know, like,
Did up, he
yeah.
got off,
Yeah.
and he didn't need
Like
them
you I just
apparently
feel
as much
like
as he thought.
you just have to be able to forgive a TV show. There's literally nothing they can do about the fact that the show
Became the
itself is
tallest human
taking
that's
place
ever
in
been.
like 3 months, but there's been 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's just
Yeah.
nothing they can do about that.
I'm glad they
But
brought back I really want to remember his name, Michael's character, because he's in Romeo and Juliet and now he's in
his name is Harold Perrineau. Harold
Harold Perrineau.
Perrineau
I'm glad they
is
brought him back in the final bits because
me
I
too.
thought that was good. Cause I was like, he just
Harold
he
Perrineau
can't.
is a phenomenal
Oh
actor.
my God.
Like,
I told that new You can't watch it, but the new thing he's in is very Lost-esque from the TV show, the FX TV show.
oh,
He's the
okay.
main character on that. He's the main. It's this town where you go through and so, and you can't leave once you go through it. There are other
Is it?
things that are there
Yeah,
too.
yeah.
So not so
So,
good. Not so good for Christy, but he's
no,
phenomenal in
which
that.
heartbreaking. But so, he was, yes, like you said, he was in Romeo and Juliet. He was Mercutio. Most amazing
No notes.
depiction of Mercutio. No notes. But he was also in a movie called Dumplin'. Did you ever see Dumplin'? It was
Oh no. Was that
Dolly
Mariah
Parton.
Carey? Oh no.
No, it was Dolly Parton produced it. Jennifer Aniston was in it. And he plays a drag queen and he's phenomenal. But it was really funny because when he first starts talking and I heard his voice, even though 99% of the time when I think about Harold Perrineau, I think about Michael from Lost. But like in this one, I immediately went back to Mercutio. And I think it's because it was like drag queen, Mercutio.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, like
I think
he somehow jumped back 20 years to that in
when
his
I see him
abilities.
now, I think I think Mercutio. Like for me,
Do
because I
you?
was yeah, I not no. I mean, he's playing a cop, by the way, in this or the
Oh.
sh he's the sheriff of said town in
Oh, okay.
from.
I'm very upset that I can't watch this, but you're right, I can't watch this. I've seen a preview and I remember being upset about
But the
it.
concept would be so up your alley, Christy. That's the problem. Because it's just this, like, it's everything that Lost is, but
Yeah.
there's the mysteries and there's like ruins on the wall and there's like,
Yeah.
there's what is it about this town? And it's all those mysteries and there's a lot of like live together dial-in stuff and like it's all of that. It's just unfortunate that instead of a smoke monster, there's real intense bad guys. But now we're even there's you don't know where they came from is what I'll say.
One day
Let me
I won't
watch
live
it and then I
alone
can tell
and I'll
you
be
to
able to
watch it.
watch it.
Well, I can because it's starting to move towards a place where I'm thinking you might be able to watch it and I know that doesn't make
Okay.
sense, but I can get you
That's, yeah,
through the
you just
beginning,
keep me
but
up. You keep me
I will.
updated because you
Yeah,
know I
because it's
love
a,
him. I,
in terms of your paper,
yeah.
sorry, your chapter,
My chapter, yeah.
If you could add any, or actually there's two questions. Yeah. If you could add something to it, you already talked about Hurley a little bit, that you would do that. The second thing is, you submitted it to a, we're not going to like dox anybody, but like it was a pop culture thing.
Yeah.
And there's a real question I have with that, because I actually gave a research paper or a chapter to a education journal that got rejected, even though it was sponsored by the Scottish government and funded by the Scottish government. And I was like, and it was about Scottish education, but they said it was too intensely academic.
Yes.
Do you think that's what happened here?
Yes.
And what can we do about that?
So two questions. Yeah. So yeah, I do think if I had the chance to edit it, I would focus a bit more on Hurley. I would probably, there's some stuff I would take out and some stuff I would move around and have more focus on Hurley. I think that I also, I do feel like it would be something I could kind of like, I don't want to say dumb down, you know, like, it's not so much dumbing it down, but I do kind of feel make like there's a way
make accessible.
There's a way to like not have quite as much focus on the theology. I have found, and I've because I've done pop culture stuff a few times now, and I have found that there is a desire for it to be more heavily on the pop culture thing than on the theology thing.
Because keep in mind, guys, in my paper, guess where it was going to. The pop culture unit.
Yeah. Like it really does. There's a desire for it to be heavier on one side or the other. Mm-hmm. And I, being trained by Heather Walton, have a real desire to have everything be equal.
I mean, I think being trained as a theologian, we both are like leaning into the academic part too.
Yeah. But and also, yeah, I mean,
a practical person. And I think
I am clearly
to some extent, like we are not good at translating that.
Yeah, I'm not a media studies scholar, so I can't do like some of the media studies stuff that maybe could have been useful for it. So yeah, I think some of it could have been taken out, but not all of it, honestly. I have a really nice part in there about Catherine Keller and Augustine that I thought was really lovely. And I was like, oh man, I forgot about this, but it's really nice. There's also a little bit about Lakota and some Lakotan beliefs that I thought played in really well. And I was like, oh, you know, can you read? Sometimes you read your stuff and you're like, man, I was really smart that day.
I mean, I did that project for the Scottish government in like 2000 and I'm going to say 11 or 12. Yeah. And that's a decade plus. I'm still holding on to it because I read it and I'm like, yeah.
I know. I'm just like, oh, man. So like I said, there's some editing, but it wouldn't be an overhaul that I would want to do to it.
No, and sometimes, you know? I think maybe that's the theme is what we're both saying here is it's about the, like, and I said this with my paper at AAR as well, is that you've got to know who you're sending it to. And at some stage, you may wake up and there'll be a call in exactly the right paper.
Yep. Well, and you never know how it's gonna fit. Like if this was wildly unlike the other chapters and it would have been a real like whiplash moment for the readers, I get it. You know, like you don't want the book to have this weird outlier chapter that doesn't fit, you know.
I wonder those sometimes if they do that where they're like pop culture, religion, theology, but really they do that to get in. So it's got the sheen of academia on it. But then at the end of the day, they want to get their stuff out there. So they really want you to do like heavily pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
That's a like conspiracy theory that I.
Yeah, I get that. I get that conspiracy theory. Because, yeah, I was just kind of like, huh. But
no space lasers here, guys. Just ego. Yeah. Just ego.
Well, like I said, I do. There's some stuff that I might change around on it and just kind of hold on to until it finds its home, you know?
Do it. Cling to it.
At the very least, I am very thankful that I've been able to go over it with you all because I do feel strongly about this and that the finale is ultimately a kind of love letter to the thesis of Lost, which is like the importance of community. Live together, die alone is not just a nice motto. It's like spiritually important, you know.
I agree. Yeah. And if you've not seen the show, we encourage you to watch it.
We encourage, even if you know the end. It's a great time.
It's a great ride, and I think even knowing the end, I think it almost helps. Like, when I rewatched it with Stuart, because he hadn't seen it, I was like, I'm almost so glad that I know the end, because I can now pick stuff out as I go.
You can watch so many other things. I know. I watched it a couple of years ago with a friend who had never seen it before, and it was so much fun to just even not knowing, or even knowing everything, you know, and like having seen it several times, I was like, this is just, it's a great show. The pilot episode is like the perfect pilot. I mean, talk about hooking you. Yeah.
And then the final episode, they end it the way it starts. It's
very poetic. I know. Oh, cinematic. It's a masterpiece, really.
And people who claim, and I showed Stuart this, I have all of the DVD box sets from every year.
I have one.
And people who claim that they didn't know how many seasons they were going to do before, that they were just making up as they went along, which was another thing. They have 6, which I think is the hidden in the box sets. You can find the number.
Yes. And
I'll take a picture of it, so you know I'm not being crazy, because I didn't do one conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it is. They knew from the beginning. And in fact, I remember in season 3, because that's when they wanted to officially declare that there was only going to be 6 seasons. And they had a big fight with studio about it, because the studio was like, no, like, it was a huge show. And they were like, let's drag it on for as long as possible. Mm-hmm. And the writers were like, we wrote this for 6 shows. We want it, or 6 seasons. It has to end this way. They knew everything. There were a couple of weird, like Nikki and Paolo. We can all admit that was an episode that did not.
They didn't make it into the church.
They didn't make it. You know what? They should have.
If they had, they became. So there were these. It was this random storyline. It was only like one episode. It was like a burnt episode. Everybody must have had.
It's the most amazing episode to like drink your way
flu
through
or something. I don't know, but like it just was so random and weird, and then you never heard about him again. Except they did talk about the diamonds sometimes, but like, but it became kind of the way that could become such a hated figure. They became so hated that they became revered in a way, because it was like,
it's like, honestly, it's so hilarious. My favorite thing to do during that episode, though, is to like pinpoint like what's going on with everybody else at every moment, because you get little shots of the like main cast, and you can be like, oh my god, right now they're going to do this.
Like, I was like, they're just taking naps. Like, my theory is everyone got the stomach flu at the same time, and they just were like, we need an
empty. I heard from somebody, and I don't remember where I heard this from or how true it is. So again, conspiracy theory it up right now. But that the writers made it terrible on purpose to show that they didn't want to go more than 6 seasons. That they were like,
because they made them have these episodes.
If you make us go more than 6 seasons, you're going to get this kind of shit.
You're going to get a lot of Paolo and Nikki. I like that too. At the end, I didn't realize this. Miles, there's a character who can talk to the dead. And he just makes a very like flippant comment. He's like, at the grave, they have this grave site because, you know, people die. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, they've got diamonds down there.
Yes. funny.
He's just carrying a little bag.
Yep.
That is the only closure you get on Paolo and Nikki.
It is came. Yep.
Miles took their diamonds.
Yep. Speaking of, also, did you know that this is where Penny got her name from? She is named after Penelope.
Not Penny's boat.
Not Penny's boat. Never.
Maybe
Penny's
the most
boat.
Iconic loss.
I mean, it's like, how do you not just immediately think of Not Penny's Boat?
Although I did do I did do a deep dive one day about why, in the midst of Matthew Shepard and Sawyer, someone showed up. Don't try to rob me.
It's the UPS man.
I'm sure. Why Evangeline Lilly dated Charlie. Evangeline Lilly played Kate, and she dated the guy.
She
that played
did.
Charlie
she dated
Charlie. And I was like,
I forgot about that.
I mean, Saeed in the
look,
midst.
Saeed. Oh. Okay, look.
In the midst,
can you?
What is it? Matthew Fox,
Josh Holloway,
and Saeed.
I don't know anybody else's real names. Saeed,
Desmond.
Oh my God, Desmond.
And she picked Charlie.
I love Charlie, but no.
You can, but no. if you put it, You put them in a lineup, Christy.
You put them you in a lineup. Charlie, Charlie is not. Charlie goes, it goes Desmond, Sawyer, Saeed, back.
I probably would go
Boone. Boone.
Oh, Ian Somerhalder was in the. My God.
Yep.
What was she doing?
What was she doing?
You know, one of those days where you don't have anything on and everyone's like, talks about doom scrolling. I'm just going to who dated who and mm-hmm. being like, what were you thinking?
Look, we don't know. Maybe Charlie is, you know.
What, Christy? What is Charlie?
Maybe he's just the most blessed of all of those men. A big personality. Big
personality. Sure.
Maybe that's it.
He was a hobbit.
He was a hobbit.
We love Charlie as a character, but...
Look, I will say, though, that post-Lost, Evangeline Lilly has lost the plot.
The plot.
And all those guys
are like, bullet dodged.
Maybe what we're learning here is that she just doesn't make great decisions.
I think that's probably a really good place to end the last...
No hate to Charlie. Again, Dominic Monaghan, great, great. I love him deeply.
I mean,
but no,
sure.
I'm not picking him of all of those men.
I think mine would go Desmond. I would go Sawyer, Saeed, mm-hmm. Jack. I kind of like because he's tall, Christy.
And I know.
You know who's not? You know who's not tall?
The Hobbit. He's not tall. Look, here's the thing. Jack is too nice.
Oh no, he wasn't that nice.
He was too like straight laced and good and like just get over yourself.
And then I put Desmond behind that, and then like. Charlie's just, I don't know. I'd be willing. Michael? I put Michael in there.
Oh, yeah, Michael. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I don't know why. Jin?
Meanwhile, Jin Charlie. Charlie's not Jin even on the hot. List. Jin is hot.
Jin is hot.
So is Michael. They're, so basically, Michael's hot. Charlie is not on the list anymore. That's so rude.
Love him. He's not on the list. I'm sorry. He's not.
Christy's so much nicer. She's like, I love him though, but no.
But no. But no. Look, if you've got that lineup, Ian Somerhalder is there. Ian Somerhalder.
Christian,
and his beautiful eyes.
Shepherd would make
Chris him. Shepherd was attractive.
He was tall and attractive. He had
he was an attractive man.
He was my dad's age, but he was a fox. He was mm-hmm. a fox.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're starting to think about people, what about Ben versus Charlie?
Charlie. No contest. No contest.
Well, there you go.
Ooh, Kimi. Martin Kimi. Do you remember Martin Kimi?
No.
He was one of the boat people. He came with the boat. And he killed everybody.
Oh, the real... Ooh, no, Chris.
The real...
No.
And he has the, like, giant teeth.
Yeah. Okay, I might pick Charlie over him. He scares me.
He scares me, too. Every time I see him and stuff, I'm like... I get real nervous. He's in other shows, and I'll be like, don't trust that guy.
No, nope, I don't think... I think he was cast because his face is untrustworthy.
He's a terrifying human being. Like, what if you just ran into him on the street?
They have, like, a face for radio, which is, like, a really mean way of saying you're ugly. This man has a face for villainy.
Yes, like, absolutely. If he ever played the romantic lead in a movie, I would be like, no.
No, he's going to kill her. You're going to be like, he's going to kill her at the end of this.
He's going to kill her. He's going to kill her dead. What about Miles? Where does Miles rank for you?
Oh, Faraday. A little nerdy.
Oh, he's a nerdy hottie, though.
He's a nerdy hottie. I would put Faraday before Miles.
Faraday before Miles, okay.
We're now just... Charlie is still not on the list.
It's not even happening.
We literally just keep... And keep in mind, this is a show that has 4.7 million characters, and we just keep naming more people. Honestly, Paulo, Christy.
But still not Charlie.
Paulo, Vicky, and
Paulo. Paulo was hot. Do you know who Paulo, if I'm remembering correctly, and I'm pretty sure I am.
Actual mercenary over Charlie.
Do you know who Paulo is? Like,
no.
Do you know who else he's played? Do you remember Love Actually?
Yes. Was he the guy?
He was the guy, the office romance guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Still hot.
Yep, that was Paulo.
Man, he peaked and then
he was in a really great movie and then he was Paulo.
He's in an iconic movie. And then he was now the butt of the joke of one of the best movies of all time. And still, Charlie's not there. Not on the list.
I'm sorry, I love him, but like, no. He's like your brother. Like, he has the most brother vibes.
My brother's like much taller than him, but yes. But also, like, which we're not getting into it and it's fine. So the only person that we put underneath is Ben.
Linus. What about Tom?
What about Jacob and the Man in Black? Both hot.
Both hot. I was just going to be like, no, but they're both hot.
Okay. So at the bottom, Charlie and
Ben. Do you know? Also, fun fact, Jacob and the Man in Black are also in Supernatural. Those actors,
because I think Jacob. But they switch.
Jacob is Lucifer, and the man in black is an angel, and it's super fascinating to watch it. And like, oh my god, What about Tom? Do you remember Tom? One of the others. He was the one with the big beard. He was the one who stole Walt. He said, "Give us the boy."
Oh no! Oh, he might be at the bottom.
Okay. Over Ben.
Tom, yeah, he'll be below Ben. I would go. Okay. I'd put him at the bottom. But then there was the one that was Ethan. Ethan would be in there. Ethan wasn't bad.
Look, Ethan was kind of hot.
Ethan was kind of hot.
I mean, I will say, I don't know that I would have followed him into the jungle, but
there are some characters I will say on Lost before we wrap this up because we could just keep laughing about this. If you've made it this far, congratulations.
Congratulations.
But I will say, there are some characters that are not as, like, good at being double agents. And so some of them are trying to be double agents. Like, Ben was never a double agent because he just, again, has a face and a voice for villainy.
Yeah. Even if he was pretending to be Henry Gale, I was like, don't trust that man. He's lying to you.
He's in a new show that you should watch called Evil, which is is really interesting. So anyway, that being said, Ethan was also one of those who came and he was like, I was on the plane. I'm one of the good guys. And you're like, no.
No.
No. I remember I was sitting there with Stuart and I just was like trying to be like stone faced. And he was like, well, that guy is not a good guy. And I was like,
I remember the first time, like when we were watching it live as it aired, you know.
Yep.
And he came and he was like, I don't think that guy is on the plane. No. Where did he come from? I don't remember him.
He had a lingering stare that just was like.
He did. And he like didn't act right. He was like very awkward, you know.
We both made this motion when we were talking about him. And
he's like that's exactly it. Like, nope.
It's like that meme where it's like, hey, young people, I'm one of the.
I'm a youth. Yeah.
Yes, hey, youth. Like he came and he was like, hey, Oceanic 315.
I was also on the plane. No, you weren't.
That crash, wasn't it? And they're all like,
that was hard. And everybody's like, you were not on that crash. You were not one of the plane people. No, no.
Come to find out, he wasn't. Still hotter than Charlie, though.
Poor Charlie.
Sorry, dude. You always have the Shire.
It's okay. He has Claire. You know, Claire loves him. They're fine.
Justice for Claire. Just on a multitude of issues, but mainly that one. All right, let's wrap it up, guys. Thanks for tuning in on our insanity and our
that
summer
was fantastic.
Continues. We also have a BAM book group. If you guys want to join us for that, I do have a suggestion for the book. I don't know if we had one last time.
We have not picked one yet, so that'll be happening soon.
Yeah. Okay. I won't say it here. And we will see you next week because we are back in our lives.
We're back. We're back. And yet we are.
We're back, but we're not.
Mentally not back.
We sure are not.
But we're back.
We're not back.
Join us next time as we rank the hotties of another show.
We have doctorates, but we also have souls and eyeballs.
We do, and we have wine.
All right, y'all, see you later.
All right. Bye
bye.